Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
With you.
God's morning, and welcome to Spending Time with God on the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio with your host, Cassandra Brand. Ooh, I don't know about you. It's 5 a.m. here, Eastern Standard Time, and I'm feeling good, blessed, energized. You know, in the mornings, I start the affirmations before I talk to have any conversations with anyone. I spend time on affirmations and prayer. I spend time with God. It's beautiful. Okay? So before we even get into it, let's start off with our affirmations.
It's time to create your reality. It's time to consciously choose the life you desire. And it all begins by what you think. Your thoughts create your reality. If you want change in your life, it begins by changing your thoughts. And in changing your thoughts, you are shifting or shedding old ways and moving into a new reality. Use these affirmations to begin to program your subconscious mind. By listening to them entering your conscious mind, you will begin to imprint your subconscious mind. And not necessarily asking how change will occur, but rather just allowing, trusting, letting go, and allow your new thoughts to be born when divine timing is called. Listen to these affirmations for 30 days at any time, preferably as you drift off to sleep, to allow them to enter into your subconscious mind with a greater ease. And simply observe the changes that you will begin to see in your life as they unfold. Be the change that you would like to see in your world. It all starts with you. Many blessings to you of abundance, love, and happiness. I am improving myself on a daily basis. I have the power to change. Take care of myself. I am naturally confident and successful. I am grateful for all I have in my life. Constantly growing and developing. I use positive self-talk on a daily basis. I believe in me. I love and respect myself. I encourage myself and others. I am fully confident in who I am. I pay attention to the good things in my life. I am at peace with who I am. I choose to forgive myself and others. I am respectful to others. I feel confident with who I am. Positive self-talk ensures my independence. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I create my own reality from my heart and mind. My body is beautiful. I take time to relax before going to bed. I am dreaming my purpose into being right in this very moment. I practice patience each day. I am at peace with myself. I take care of my physical body. I live each day moment to moment. I am the co-creator of my life. I make good decisions each day. I live in a world where I am valued. Have inner peace. I am stress-free. I am comfortable with myself. Thank you. confident person. I live my life with abundance. I believe in myself. It's okay to be me. I respect Mother Nature and divine timing. I am a positive thinker. I accept myself for who I am. I see the world for what it is. I feel comfortable in my own space. I am moving on from my past. I always take the time to wind down at the end of the day. I am on the path to a better future. It's okay to feel all of my feelings. I take 100% responsibility for my life. My mind is focused on creating a better future. I am courageous. I am brave. I am relaxed and calm. fearless. I always stand up for myself.
Yes, God's morning. Isn't it beautiful to do affirmations, encouraging yourself like David did by dancing and praising God? There is so much power in your words that you speak over your life and to your life. And the spiritual meaning of affirmation is a statement of truth which one aspires to absorb into his or her life. Just of all things, we have to get understanding. Not because you think it's something that's trending, but because it's something that's relevant in your life, okay? Once again, I am Cassandra Brand, your host. Spend time with God here on Blog Talk. The purpose of radio. The purpose of Closers Blog Talk Radio Show. Okay, God, that's why we got erasers, because we always make mistakes. But it takes a computer to screw up everything. Now, welcome callers or listeners. And if you listen and call in, the number is 319-527-6072. That's 319-527-6072. Follow this broadcast so you can receive notifications when we're doing episodes and going live. Or you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Reddit, you know, just Google Cassandra Brand or just Google The Purpose of Closure. Also, check out the YouTube channel. Okay, it's growing. Got a little this, a little that, you know. Really, I started off with one thing, but I was sent a different way. But I know it's for a purpose, and that's what, you know, my life is all about, purpose and closure. Like I said, I have my 87-year-old parents, and I share my life with them so that they latter days shall be greater. I'm also an author, published author. The Purpose of My Closure books can be found on Amazon or on my website, thepurposeofclosures.com. Check out the books. I'm quite sure you will find yourself somewhere in my books. That's how diverse it is. It's not black. It's not white. It's not what your race is. It is based on reality and spirituality. Check them out. Today we're speaking on affirmation. But before we go any further, I want to share a couple of testimonies. Since I've been consistent, my life has just changed tremendously. Not only at home, because ministry starts at home, but even when I go outside, when I go out in the world. See, I'm very sensitive spiritually, very sensitive. I'm an empath. I can feel people's pain, joy, happiness, sadness, madness. And the Holy Spirit will just give me the words to say boldly and sincerely. You know, some people just be doing it to try to be manipulative or try to be nosy. But we're not going to give them no praise. We're going to give God the praise, because he creates divine appointments through his chosen ones. Okay, remember that. He creates divine appointments through his chosen ones. Did that resonate with you? Because it's all about bringing value into others' lives as well. Because people are hurting out there. People are going through. And we are people. Hurt people hurt people. But children of God duplicates discipleship, peace, joy, happiness. But you have to have that within yourself. You have to believe that for yourself. You have to speak that into your life for yourself. That words are like seeds. You're planting seeds of words into your own spirit. You nourish it. You water it by continuously speaking. As you grow, thinking. As you grow, coming. As you grow, being a human being. Even though you are a spirit, but then you get to the point where you are a spirit having a human being experience. And that's bad. So we're going to get into affirmations, because I want to teach you about affirmations. Let it marinate. Get you a paper and pen. Get you a paper and pen, or a pencil and paper. Get ready. We're going to take a quick break. Paper and pen to write these things down. But if not, these words shall be sown into your spirit, and it will continue to grow as you nourish it. Because you're going to have an aha moment. I used to think like that. But what happened? Well, corrupt company corrupts you. Sometimes why you got to spend time with God and not with negative people in relationships. So let's talk about affirmations. I recognize by faith that God is worthy of all honor, praise, and worship as a creator and sustainer and end of all things. As my creator, I confess that God made me for himself. Okay, now we're born to be creators. Create, not destroy. And this day, I therefore choose to live for him according to Revelations 5, 9, 10, and 4, 11. Write down the scriptures. Because those who, you got to study to approve thyself. Okay? Isaiah 43:1-21. Read those scriptures. I recognize by faith that God loved me and chose me in Christ before time began, according to Ephesians 1:1-7. I recognize in faith that God has proven his love to me and sending his son to die in my place, whereby everyone, every provision has already been made for my past, present, and future. Through his representative work, whereby I have been quickened, raised, seated with Christ in the heavens, and anointed with the Holy Spirit, according to Romans 5:6-11, 8:28-39, and Ephesians 1:3, and Ephesians 2:5-6. I recognize by faith that since I have received Christ as my Lord and Savior, I believe God's word, that he has received me, adopted me into his family, whereby he has assumed every responsibility for me. See, it's God's responsibility, but our responsibility is to believe by faith. My body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, healed, delivered, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. My members, the part of my body, are instruments of the righteousness held to God for his service and for his glory. Satan has no place in me, no power over me. No unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus Christ. I have overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. And I love not my life unto the death. I crucify my flesh, meaning you die to yourself, me, my eye, I won't. Myself, my ego, my way, etc. My body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for my body. That's what communion is. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am redeemed out of the hands of Satan. Through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, all my sins are forgiven. Believe that. God can forgive you all you want, but do you forgive yourself? The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses me from all my sin. Continually. It's not a graduation. It's a continuation. Okay? Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I never sinned. Because he throws it into the sea of forgetfulness. You forget, he throws it in the sea. Washes all your sins away. That's why the best thing you can do spiritually is to take a nap, take a bath or a shower with Jesus on your mind. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm sanctified, made holy, set apart unto God. Yeah, he will definitely set you apart. That's why it's so important to spend time with God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleansed my conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I confess with my mouth, affirmation, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead and that he, Jesus Christ, is Lord. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rise against me in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. This is what God is saying. Once again, because people always say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But let me complete what God says in this word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against me in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. See, there's a difference between self-righteous and righteousness. Amen. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am washed, sanctified, and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in me, whom I have received from God. It's not something you can get or man can give you or lay hands and give it to you. You receive it from God. I am not my own. I was bought with a price. I desire to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. These are affirmations. These are affirmations. I submit myself to God, who gives more grace to the humble, and he will lift me up. Behold, the Lord Jesus Christ has given unto me power to tread on serpents and scorpions. I would say people, places, and things. And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Now, this is a powerful scripture right here. This is a powerful scripture. This is lining up with affirmation, positive thinking, and the words that come out your mouth. Now, pay attention. Pay attention. I cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And I bring every thought captive to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, imagination is very powerful. Very powerful. Yeah, I see it. That's why masturbation is not good. Because you have sex with other demons. That's why people go around killing people, premeditated murder, because that was their imagination. Just like you manifest godly things, powerful things, positive things, your imagination will manifest negative things. Your thoughts and your word will manifest negative things. Rape, theft, murder, etc. I yield no ground to Satan. I take back all that I have ever surrendered to him in the past and acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of all my life. All is whole. All is complete. Not like, oh, you can do this part of my life and you can do that part of my life. No, all of your life. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. See, words, affirmations, is powerful. Our thoughts and our words, powerful. I was in a situation, this was like early 90s, and I called an associate of mine. I was in Dallas, Texas. That's when God really started working with me in the early 90s, working, transforming me from, transitioning me from religion to relationship with him. My thoughts was just all messed up. Because religion is bondage. I was in bondage. But to make a long story short, I called an associate. She said, Cassandra, she said, visualize how you want your life to be. Now, the Word of God says a man without a vision will perish. That's the power of your imagination, the power of your vision, the power of your words that you speak. And some religions say confessions. Confess to who? Man or God? I'm just saying. But affirmations are very important. Tomorrow we're going to do affirmations to pray over our children and grandchildren. And even if you don't have any children and you want children, just imagining having children. That's between you and God. God knows better. I have four. And I love them all. So you have a very blessed and productive day. Continue to spend time with God, 5 a.m. If you're not able to get up 5 a.m., this is a replay. You can always listen to the replay because then you'll have the overflow. The overflow. This is your host, Cassandra Brand. I'm a God on the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio Show.